Get going along here. So let's call the meeting to order. Consent calendar. So the minutes. Have you guys had a chance to review the minutes?
I did. I move for approval.
Second.
All in favor? A review of accounts. Nicole was just talking about that.
And I paid out $400 today for the press release for the Oyster Cloister. Yeah. So that would be an addition that's not on here.
Is that something we've done before?
Yeah, those are the HR press releases that come from Andre.
Got it.
Augusta.
But I mean, we've done their event before.
That would be more than a question.
I don't know either.
It seems like they got their own little marketing.
They're going to come ask for a grant, too, at the next meeting.
Oh, great. I guess that answers that.
Because I talked to A.T.
A.T. Ronan.
Yeah, she called and she gave her a copy of the grant and told her when our next meeting was. So.
Good. All right. All right, moving on.
I don't know if we need to or not.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to make a motion to approve the
consent calendar?
The consent calendar.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, so the tourism marketing grant decision, the Celtic Festival.
I'll only push back to the end after all the rest of the...
You want to do that? Okay.
Sure.
All right. So...
It's over.
All right, so...
people sitting here that don't have to stay for that.
Okay. It's a presentation just like everybody else's, so...
No, it was already presented and you guys were going to take action on it.
Right.
Last one.
Yeah. Okay. So we have some presentations. Randy Joss?
Yes.
Okay, is up first.
Let's start with Oregon Coast because she's set up at the table already. Is that okay with you guys?
Well, I can just move back here.
It's okay, you're here.
No, you wanted us to go out.
If you guys could step out.
It's okay, I'll just see where she
is. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to follow the agenda.
I know. I'm changing. I'm helping you.
Just because she was here.
Just because she was here, so it's just easier.
All in gifts.
I know, I have like six of those. I don't need any more of those.
You don't need any more of these, okay.
I love this one.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, I use them for everything.
Would you like one, Nicole?
Sure, I'll take them.
Okay.
They're great calendars.
Okay, yeah.
We'll throw it up in the office.
And that's basically just to remind you that we're print, so we work way up front in advance. And that's why I'm here presenting to you today. We're working on 2012. Well, that is for you.
I bet Lorna doesn't have any.
You need a packet?
I would like one.
You got a packet. Okay, there you go.
Way down there.
This is an addition.
By me.
That's what happens when you're chair.
I think most people, my name is Angela Moore, I represent Oregon Coast Magazine, and most people are familiar with Oregon Coast Magazine. We celebrate 30 years next year, and we are a consumer destination magazine, and by that, it is a paid publication. We have a base of subscribers and newsstand sales. You'll see them at the checkout stands in Safeway. Our circulation, paid circulation, is around 34,000, and we publish 40,000 bi-monthly. And so it's a great branding destination magazine. The people are buying it. They're paying $5 or $4.95 per copy, and spending about 48 minutes, reading it, finding out all about the Oregon Coast. And this is probably the grandmother to all these publications that are out there now, because we have been marketing the Oregon Coast for 30 years. And we work really strongly for Newport in Oregon Coast Magazine. I counted in this issue that's on the table in your packet, I think about six areas. We publish something on the Marine Science Center, which looks like about a third of a page. We have your theater, Newport Performing Arts, listed. We have a gallery listed. We have an article on, let's see.
The aquarium.
The aquarium is, we have a lovely story on the aquarium.
Or Stewards of the Sea, is that the one you're seeing? Gem on there.
And on page 18, there's your Kenna Bay Bridge, turn 75, and historic facts. We are great media partners, truly, for Newport. And with editorial. And the interesting and main thing about Oregon Coast magazine is you cannot buy advertorial.
Can you get one of these?
Oh, absolutely, I'm sorry. You cannot buy editorial in Oregon Coast magazine. We're very authoritative. Our readers would be very insulted if we let people buy editorial. So they really look at us as the, you know, an authoritative venue to find out what's exciting and happening and valid on the coast. That's just a brief explanation of Oregon Coast magazine. We would love to work for you with advertising. We do have a lot of destination marketers in Oregon Coast magazine. And even though we do not sell editorial, we do work for the destinations that do support us. We act as marketing partners. We've worked for a long time. We get a lot of support from Newport, from your independent businesses. So we include Newport in Oregon Coast magazine a lot. I'm really here to present, and Lorna has a proposal on the table for the Oregon Coast mile-by-mile guide. And that's the one with the pretty lights. I've worked with your agency for, gosh, about 4 years now, and the flyer is marked the Newport section, but if you turn the page, there is your ad on page 37. And the mile-by-mile guide is in its 22nd year, and it's the second largest guide in the state. I believe the Trip Planner is the largest guide with 300,000. We published 250,000 copies. And we have over 1,000 outlets up and down the coast. They're at the gateways. They're inland. We work with Certified Boulder. We work with the gateways to coming into Oregon. They're at all the welcome centers, including Portland. It's also an insert in Oregon Coast magazine, the March-April issue. It comes out in the spring. And by the end of the spring, or by the end of the year, we are out. They literally fly off the stands. And you have a, and I apologize that it's so tiny, get a magnifying glass to read it, but that's what some of our 1,000 visitor information officers are saying about the mile-by-mile guide. It literally is the Bible for travelers that are moving up and down the coast and exploring the coast. If you compare us to the Trip Planner and the new Aqua Guide, our cost per CPM is extremely reasonable. I have always given Newport really great rates through your agency, and I'm doing that again this year.
So the size that's in here, is that a...
That is a half page.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that runs $4,253. But we have a proposal, and that's because you have a 250,000 copies all year long. And we are targeting the travelers, you know, to the coast and looking for great places to explore. I did cut that rate for you to $3,615.
For a half page?
For a half page.
So since this is no longer the official guide for ACFA,
mm-hmm.
Have you reduced your circulation or your print?
No, actually we have not. ACFA, well actually maybe about 40,000 copies is what we've reduced it. Mm-hmm. We're publishing 250,000, and I think we published 280,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what ACFA did for quite a few years is buy the mile-by-mile guide as their fulfillment piece. We're very supportive of ACFA, you know, having their own visitor guide. Unfortunately, it does tax the marketplace a little more regarding budget. But ACFA used the Oregon Coast mile-by-mile guide as their fulfillment piece. So when they got requests in from Travel Oregon and their marketing, this would go out to them. now their own visitor guide will be going out to those requests. Keep in mind that if you're advertising in the Trip Planner, those fulfillments, those are going to get a Trip Planner and an offer guide. So you're going to be doubling the target because that's what that's how Travel Oregon fulfills. They get the same leads, basically. We market through our social networking campaign. We market the Oregon Coast. We have about 70,000 followers now. We market our magazines. We market the Oregon Coast. We market our advertisers. And we market our guide. And so we run out of guides every year. And we've actually picked up some guides from ACPA that have not gone out in their fulfillment and put them back into the marketplace because we promised that many copies were out there. So we do fulfill. We're very good at fulfillment. We do it all year long. And so you're going to be targeting a traveler, quarter of a million copies. That doesn't count our online. We publish the guide online with click through feature directly to your site, and we also tweet for you, and we'll continue to do that.
What's the I'm sorry, could you give me the price on that half page? It was $3,036.15.
Yeah, I have something here. I just have one copy, okay. But I'll be happy to leave it. It's a proposed for that really dropped rate. I think I said
$3,036.15.
Yeah.
You said $3,036.15. And editorial, okay. Thank you.
Mile by mile, it's a mile by mile. That's, you know, we're copyrighted, we have the format. It's been successful for 22 years, so we don't change it much because actually the travelers really love that. It helps them really navigate.
Could we get some editorial on Oregon Coast? With that.
We do give you editorial, and we do. I mean, if you look through this magazine, okay. There's about seven or eight places that we cover Newport stories.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do work for you. We're a very strong media partner for you.
So Angela, is this for the 2013 guys? Oh, that's four. How far ahead is this? Is 2011, 2012?
Yeah, we publish in the spring because we want to target those spring travelers right off the bat. So the guide actually is an insert in Oregon Coast Magazine in the March April issue.
Okay.
So it comes out in March.
And then what date does that say on when this other one comes out? Does it say 2012,
2013? 2013, okay, yes. If we can put that on here, in working with ACPA, and to make, you know, keep Travel Oregon happy with them, as far as grants and everything, we did put their information on it. So I'm not sure that it will have that official thing on there.
I understand.
I know it won't have the People's Coast logo.
Okay.
And with that, we'd like to work for you in Oregon Coast Magazine. I can package with the Mile by Mile guide. The rates for Oregon Coast Magazine are on the back of your hard cover. And so you can see what those rates are. And you can see they're 1, 3, 6, 12 across the top. I'll work on getting you my best rates, which is 6 or 12 time, if you want to come into Oregon Coast Magazine for maybe a seasonal push or an event or something. Actually, we represent your events anyway, so I wouldn't say you have to advertise those. Yeah.
So they'll bring it back for consideration at the next meeting.
Okay.
And
you know, do you need me here or Lauren or someone will just get in touch with you?
Yes, I'll get in touch with
you. Okay, Nicole. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for
inviting me to present, and I look forward to working for Newport.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Very
nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Angela. Well,
no.
Okay, easy, yeah. That's it.
And then I think Lee's here.
just because we're following up on her stuff from last time.
Yeah, but did we make a decision?
No. We haven't decided yet. We haven't decided yet.
We haven't had
a
meeting
yet,
right?
I know these have presentations. That's all we have.
Do that today.
Thank you.
I got here early.
She did. I can vouch.
I sent Nicole a message. Oh, give me a call about 1:30 to remind me to. She thought I was serious.
I wanted to throw around a concept to everybody. Firstly, my name is Randy Jossam of KZI-TV. We're the ABC affiliate out of Eugene, and we have news bureaus in Corvallis, Coos Bay, and Roseburg also. With stations down in Medford as well as Bend. So we cover pretty much the western half of the state. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit about the power of television and your brand and just really focusing on how much excitement can be added to your message and complement your other marketing. So, yeah. But I want to apologize for Dan. Dan's a little sad today. You may notice he's a little down. As is most of the country, you probably all heard that Regis is retiring. Yeah.
Regis.
If you want to see his farewell stories, Katie Couric's interview.
It's about time, is all I have to say. Yeah.
Five. But the concept that I would like to talk about, and also just let you know, the information that's in this is about our station. We're a locally owned company, Chambers Communications. Chambers Government owns our station. And they've owned it for the last 50 years. It started in 1960 and a little over 50 years. And it's a great place to work. And they also own a couple wineries, so they're very, and they also own Chambers Construction. And just a very, very good company to work for. Our signal reaches over the air. It also is on satellite, and it's also on Comcast cable. In this market, it may get here over the air, but I don't think that necessarily your marketing but very strong use for Corvallis, Albany, Levin, and Sweet Home, as well as Eugene, and up, even up to Salem over the air, they can get us very strong. We also have a digital side channel, 9+, which we run high school sports on, as well as 24-hour news. That's another part component that I'd like to introduce to you, too. The main concept that I'd like to talk about is promoting the four R's here, and basically what that is, it's promoting rooms, promoting restaurants, promoting retail, as well as recreation. I think everything that most of the things that are here in town would certainly fall under one of those four categories. And doing that, I envision complementing the billboards that you did last summer very well, I must say. It really got my attention everywhere I went. It's like, there's another Newport billboard in Levin and Albany and Sweet Home. And then I see them down in Eugene and Springfield. So I thought, we've got all these images in electronic form. And in fact, I've got commercial examples. We work with the Oregon Coast Association, and we promote here locally. We promoted the Embarcadero. We've got some awesome footage for them, as well as the scenic beaches, the lighthouse, and a beautiful sunset, and also Elizabeth Street Inn. We've worked with the Hallmark. So some of those examples of the commercial footage that we have available are on these commercials. And certainly we would need to complement that with some more restaurant footage and other things that might fit in well with your marketing scheme. But the essential thing is to bring the excitement and brand of Newport out to a large area. We can cover a large area, so, and I think we can do it very efficiently for you too. I don't know what you were doing as far as investment in billboards, but we certainly could do it with our HD cameras and bring that message out. And I will leave all these with you, but I wanted to go over the plan just real quick. It's after the purple sheet in the.
As you flip through it, you'll hit a purple sheet like that right there.
The strategy, basically, like I said, is to plan to. A consistent, maybe monthly or seasonal message that promotes Newport as well as the four R's, rooms, restaurants, retail, and recreation. And the plan would include producing at least one commercial that features all four of those R's so that you have a brand umbrella image that's going out all the time. And then to produce an additional four commercials, each one would specifically promote, one would promote rooms, one would promote restaurants, one would promote the retail and then recreation and scenic venues. And then I also thought that there might even possibly be a sixth commercial that would promote festivals and events that you have in town that would complement everything else. All these commercials would have a similar open and same close that would identify the brand of Newport, so that anytime anybody would hear that, hear the music, it would definitely signify Newport. We want people to be thinking Newport all the time. And you know, certainly suggest to people for planning out a vacation, planning long-term or even a spontaneous vacation where they could come down for the evening. It's not that far. It's only 45 minutes from Corvallis, so I think it would be cool. And you know, I'm very familiar with Newport, love Newport. We're down here frequently. Like I said, I live in Corvallis, so this is our port of entry, and we've down here a lot. So we've done billboards for years with all the strategic Ripley's, believe it or not, and that, and those are very effective. But it'd be kind of cool to kind of put those into perspective with regards to like in the recreation part, you know, the different elements that you have for entertainment and, you know, reminding people. The biggest frustration I have with Oregon tourism is that they don't market locally with, I mean, what I'm saying regionally, they market outwards. And I think it would be very strategic, especially in light with the gas prices and people doing staycations and people staying closer to their homes. They're still traveling. We want to make sure that they think about Newport and the options that are available here. So that's why this strategy, I'm thinking, would work really, really well, where you have these major elements. It's not all the elements, but it's the major elements that would give people reason to come down here and know that when they get here, they're going to have something to do. And
you'll find a lot of that information too in the packet that
I've got articles in here too that might be helpful for other things that you're doing. Supportive information that talks about the different hotels, and you know, I certainly want to increase the room occupancy, and you know, more money comes into the city when they have more people staying in the hotels. So I don't know if that's where you're funded from or not, but I know that Corvallis tourism is.
What's that?
Yeah, very important, and it was a great thing that happened that actually added a lot of money to a lot of places that didn't have it before. The options that I suggest here, these are just to give you an idea of what we might be able to do each month or regionally, periodically. You know, I put together a $2,500 schedule just to show you that what that might reach. In 1 month, you would reach 719,000 adults, 25 to 64. And 504,000 women. These schedules that I put together definitely skew female, because I think that is where you're going to see a lot of the decisions made. Just a fact. I mean, we have live with it's going to be live with Kelly after tomorrow, but we have that show, which is really strong. The View is probably one of the best shows to reach women 35 plus with higher disposable income. We call it the man-hating show, but it is one of the top shows indexing to reach higher income women that make decisions. So I put that in here. Yeah, that's true, but yeah.
These prices, do they include production?
We'll work on that for you. We don't want that to be a stopper at all. I mean, we've got a lot of the footage. I think I mentioned to you about that. We have a lot of this footage already.
Mm-hmm. And message or...
The scripting. Yeah, we can do all that for you as well. We have all that in-house. And, you know, we want to set up a strategic plan. And sorry, I didn't know what your budgeting and all that was, so I didn't want to put together an extensive, comprehensive investment, because I didn't know, and I didn't want to...
Well, this is good for us to know what placement is and some of the market options. I mean, I think it's pretty streamlined.
So on that note, I mean, Chambers' really production facility is actually well-known throughout, not just Eugene or DMA, but actually well-known throughout the entire region, Northwest, in that we've produced feature films. We've done obviously a lot of commercial work, things of that nature. So we have one of our strengths is our creativity and what we have available.
And we've got little handheld HD cameras that are awesome. You can get to places that you never could before. And when you go out and I mean, you'll see on these commercials too. We even got starfish in the it really creates a nice mood. I think your billboards did that this summer too, and your websites definitely. Something that I would strongly suggest that you put in all of your brand marketing is send people to your website so people know, have more information. You'll get more qualified people that come here. They won't be just passing through. Mm-hmm. So definitely want to make this a destination. And I put information, too, about leisure time, how people are spending their leisure time. And also information in support of promoting retail and promoting recreation and promoting hotel, motel, and, you know, just the lodging in general. But we definitely want to get people down here so the hotel revenue will definitely increase for you.
And there's not another medium that really creates an emotion better than television with moving pictures, color, sound. That would bringing to life so much of what you've done very, very well with your web, with the billboards, things of that nature.
And our station does. We have a reporter in Corvallis that's down here frequently. You probably may not have seen it, but I mean, she's covered the National Oceanic NOAA. I don't know.
NOAA.
Yes. NOAA. You can go on our website, KZI.com, and see the stories that she's done on that. And she does other stories, too, when there's things going.
So can you put together a production proposal?
Absolutely.
And get that to us ASAP?
Absolutely, yes.
That'd be great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like I said, what I will most likely do is make sure that that works for you, too, because okay. We don't want that to be something that would stop you from doing production with us or doing anything with us. But, we've got a very good brand ourselves, mm-hmm. and we reach far and wide, and I think it would really help just spread the excitement. Mm-hmm. Digital media is just really, really strong, and ABC's fortunate to have such great programming this season,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen Revenge or Once Upon a Time, and of course Modern Family continues to be one of our top shows, and last night was absolutely phenomenal, in the middle, and all these other shows, too, that mm-hmm. I'd like to take you into. So.
Good.
So well, do you have any questions about anything that we could offer or possibly do? And
no, I think that knowing what the production cost would be important in terms of us weighing whether or not we can do it. So
mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I mean, if this the airtime schedules that I propose, I mean, are those in the ballpark? I mean, are those something that?
Yeah,
those are obvious target.
Okay.
For us, mm-hmm. all three packages at any rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, just for an example, I mean, I think we could do all five commercials for with the footage that we already have, also, and just mm-hmm. getting supplemental footage, probably $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I mean, we're not talking right. hundreds of thousands of dollars or anything like
okay.
that. I mean, we certainly want this to be workable for you, too, and be long term if we can.
Cool. We usually go dark November and December, mm-hmm. just merely because you can't. Even drive traffic this way then, and we found that spending money during those months is just a bit of a waste of money, but starting in January, mm-hmm. in February and March, we have to
definitely. You got the Wyoming Seafood Festival too.
Right.
Right. One of the benefits, again, with having all the footage we already have is we can do things fairly quickly as well. I mean, we don't have to wait for a sunny day necessarily to get additional shots.
We can see the commercials, you'll hear the jingle that the Oregon Coast mm-hmm. Association uses too. I don't know if Newport has one or not, but it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sing.
That was the consortium that was together, wasn't it? The Embarcadero Elizabeth Street. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And they also work with Salishan and in its Spanish Head and Driftwood Shores.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we got footage up and down the coast.
Great.
How am I doing for time?
Good. Did good. This is really well put together.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I hope you'll take a look through some of the stuff too. Mm-hmm. So there's some great articles in there
really
that
are.
We get more resources and. Just kind of gives some really good national trends and things that might be helpful, too. I know that the coast didn't have as good a year as it has in the past, but it doesn't mean that you can't get your unfair share of the coastal money. There's a lot of people coming and going, and if we get them to stop here, that's our goal. So.
Great.
Appreciate that.
If you have any questions, let us know.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
Do you need any extras in this? I need 10.
Yes.
I don't think... Are we missing anybody?
We're not missing anyone.
Mike only has a couple extra.
No, we're missing Lil.
Oh, Lil.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lil. I'll leave the two discs here as well as an extra.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time again.
Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Who's next? Liam?
Liam's not on here, so you can add him whenever you want.
Oh, we'll just do on display, or is that, no, that's CBS.
You didn't have new things from the last meeting, did you?
Not new things, but we remember how you guys were running short, so we never went over the poster program. It's not new. It was what you had done before in the Eugene, Springfield, Albany, Corvallis market, because I put a proposal together for that as well that was in that packet. I did a 50 showing for each market starting on March 5th through July 22nd. So it would be a 20-week program starting right before spring break and going through July, which is kind of what you had done this past time. And in Albany Corvallis, that would be 7 billboards per 4 weeks. So every 7 weeks, you'd have 7 billboards. In Eugene, that 50 showing, is 9 locations. And I'm not sure if they were forwarded any of the completion reports, but a lot of times in Eugene, you had like 15 billboards up at once. Always, even though we started
waiting
out 15.
For people to buy them or whatever.
Yeah, so the override, so you really almost doubled the value of the program. And we are selling out in Eugene because the Olympics are coming in for that 1 4-week period. So, and we just didn't discuss it last time because of someone had to be somewhere at 3 o'clock or whatever, I don't remember. But the other, and I did check the other 2 locations, the one on Albany and the location in Eugene, the I-5 boards, are still available. So we can definitely get you those locked in. The 2 permanent locations are still available. They start at the end of December. And then I did bring, if you would like, copies of the sample, just so you have a sample showing of what you would know your coverage in Eugene and Springfield and then Albany and Corvallis. I know that you did get feedback from the poster program as well, so I think maybe after you had changed the design, it was a little bit better feedback because it was a clearer picture, or clearer message, I should say. There you go.
Thank you.
So other than that, I don't have anything really new to present, so to speak. It's just representing the poster program for spring and summer. And then seeing if you had made a decision on those 2 I-5 billboards.
And this is the poster program.
Yes, this is the poster program. Yeah, this is Eugene Springfield. So it would just that gives you a sample idea of where.
And this goes what are the dates? March through.
March 5th through July 22nd. So it's a 20-week campaign.
Okay.
And did you need the price on? I mean, I know I had it attached at last time. For the poster program, you're looking at a cost of $37,575 plus $8,000 for production because we'll be printing out 80 billboards for you.
Okay, and that's for both of these.
That's okay. I'll leave you with this one, even though it was in last month's package.
I have it in my office. I just needed to see it.
Okay, and then this one. Is the one that we reviewed last month.
And these are the...
Those are the bulletin locations on I-5. Okay, they go up and they stay up. They don't move. Normally, ag copy does not change. And it would just be bracketing I-5, catching northbound traffic or southbound traffic before the Albany exit and catching northbound traffic before the Eugene post exit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it would be a bracket on I-5 and then targeting... You know, the more local consumer for spring break, summer, weekend visits, etc.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, should we go on to our next?
I don't know if you want to work Liam in before doing consideration.
Yeah, Liam.
I can just ask one quick question. Are you going to be making a decision on the billboards? today if you're going to be moving them. I mean, at least on the I-5 locations.
We are. I was hoping to talk about it when we're done here with
okay.
all the presentations.
Do you want me to stay? I mean, I'd be more than happy to stay in case you have any questions.
I don't think. I think we'd rather discuss
it without.
Okay. Yeah, is that okay?
That's
yeah.
fine. Okay. Yeah. I will let you know I'm leaving. Yay, 2-week vacation yeah, on good. Friday. So if you guys decide you want them, I can definitely get the paperwork to you before I leave.
Okay.
And then I know it has to go before the city council. But if I sure. have the contract numbers, then I can at least hold them
okay.
on the bulletin run until you get your final look. Yay
yes.
or nay from city
yes.
council.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
You guys have a happy holiday.
You too.
You too.
Liam. Hi.
How are we doing?
Did everyone get one of these that I passed
yeah,
out?
I have I put it, though.
Yeah. Or you can have another one right on top.
All right.
Okay,
I'll try not to take up too much of your time. I know you've got a full day already today. I will start out with a little bit of background of what why we're doing this. We've just started a youth scholarship fund. About a month ago. We opened it up within 3 weeks. It started with a $1,500 grant from the Fred Meyer Fund. We cleaned it out in 3 weeks. Anyone that applied for the scholarship had to meet certain criteria based on financial need. So it wasn't just being given out willy-nilly. It was going to people in need, and there was such a need in the community that we used it all up. So we are going to bring a mountain bike race to town with the goal of fundraising for that youth sports scholarship fund.
Great.
We're putting this on. The good folks at Bike Newport are helping us out. They've got massive connections in the mountain biking world. We're going to bring people from all, I mean, we're expecting people from Washington to California and all over Oregon to come down for this event. It is geared specifically at, you know, the hardcore mountain bikers. It's not a you know, just come out and ride type of thing. This
great.
Is this.
I can't do it then.
You could. It might
you've got
be
some
safe.
Months to train. You've got some time to train, and I'm sure Bike Newport has set you up with everything
yeah,
you need.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, we're serious mountain bike race, big fun day. You know, day out for these guys. The mountain bike crowd, they do travel large distances. You know, they don't. I know folks that. Friends of mine who are mountain bikers, they go over to Bend just to ride for the day, not even for a race. They just get in their car, drive to Bend, ride, come home.
Where are you planning on having the race?
South Beach.
Okay.
Back in that logging country behind the airport.
Years ago, they used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There was a
correct.
Lot of hardcore mountain bikers down there.
Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. Dave Campbell was heading up that race.
Yeah.
It was called
okay.
the Coast
mm-hmm.
Hills Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And we've asked his permission to revive the name. So that'll add some credibility from a lot of folks in the mountain bike community that remember the race. The course will be slightly different, but the same basic area. They've logged quite a bit of the country up there since that race happened, and so the course will change, but it's going to be a great course. We've had people out test riding it. We're just honing in exactly what, you know, turns and stuff we're going to take, but we've got the basic area, about a 12-mile loop with the possibility of doing two laps if we bring in any of the pros and the real big boys. So.
Cool.
Oh, absolutely, too.
So looks like it's a Sunday, May 6th is a Sunday, is that right?
Yes, and there's one mistake on here, and that was we were originally shooting for May 5th, but we found there's a rather large conflict on that date, so we're moving to the 6th, and I did not change one of the occurrences in there.
Is this going to be in conjunction with Loyalty Days? I mean, that's right around.
That was the really large conflict that we were not going to go up against, so we moved it over to the 6th, and we hope that you know, folks with a mountain bike race will come in for the parade and enjoy that.
Right
and then
the parade. You might even have them in the parade.
Yeah.
We actually just started discussing. We had a meeting yesterday and we threw out that idea of, you know, having some folks ride in the parade maybe. And
then I can go fast though. Parades don't go fast.
Yeah.
White
so they can go out to Shriners and do laps.
Yeah.
Liam, in your budget, you have a revenues minus expenditure, so you're projecting a loss of 400. Why didn't you ask for 1,400?
Basically, I worked very conservatively, and the numbers have been constantly evolving. Every time we've met so far, these numbers have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I hope to be in a lot better situation than that, being mm-hmm. realistic. But what I tend to do when I budget is I work on the best case scenario. I mean, the worst case scenario in revenues, and the best vice versa. So what you're seeing there is basically what I anticipate
mm-hmm.
being a bad day. Ultimately, I would hope that we can get some more sponsorships. I hope we get a lot more riders than what I budgeted for on the next page. And I hope that we come out ahead. But
how many riders?
I estimate between 50 and 250. Okay. So that's a nice, huge range that, you know, and for the sake of the budget, I ballparked somewhere in the middle there. I think realistically, we could get 50 races from Lincoln County. So that's worst case scenario. If we can really reach out across the state and put our marketing efforts out there, I think 250 is doable. Mm-hmm. Some of these bike races bring in thousands. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're going to jump right into that level, but I think we can get there with the right marketing push.
So I like the idea of go ahead.
Does everybody race at the same time, or do you have different start times? You must have.
There are different start times for different groups. Within the group, I was actually hoping Danielle would be here. They're actually heading out of town. They're gone for some big
SBA.
Event.
SBA. Aren't they the small business?
Mm-hmm. They're
Austin. Yeah. Yeah, quite possibly.
That's tonight, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I am no mountain biking expert, I will confess. I do know they run the different classes separately, but I don't know if within those classes we're mass starting or whether we just stagger the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Basically, there'll be a lot of people out in the course at the time, and they'll be fighting their way past each other on very narrow trails, which makes it exciting for everybody.
Okay, great.
So what I was going to say is I like the idea of the event, but I have a little bit of a concern with the city department being the nonprofit corporation asking for money from the city. That seems a little.
Well, they're raising money for for scholarships.
Right, but shouldn't that
the city, right?
Is there like a 501c3
there is not
affiliated with that?
There's not.
Have to be a nonprofit that asks for the money?
It has to be a nonprofit corporation. It says that right on the application.
So when we gave money to the Celtic Festival,
they weren't a nonprofit.
Co-sponsoring was the money to the Celtic Festival.
That was the city.
It was to the city.
Yeah, that came.
Well, that's debatable. Which obviously that argument is never going to die. But
what I can tell you about that debate, that money did go to the city for the destination report grant that was given last year. The money was transferred into departmentally within the city. So,
but it was a separate organization that came and asked for the money.
No.
But this year it was.
It was. Right?
It ultimately became a second.
Yeah. After the festival. Yeah. So.
But I mean, technically, he's asking for it on the Parks Department, which is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Actually, they're below nonprofit.
Way nonprofit.
Yeah, I said we're the ultimate nonprofit. We lose money. So.
But I think that might be a question that we might want to talk about further.
Probably at council level.
Yeah.
I don't think that concerns us.
Right.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody have any more questions for Liam?
Do we want to discuss and move forward with it?
Would anybody like to make a motion on this proposal, or do you have discussion?
I'd move that we recommend to council that that we recommend to council to approve the funding request. I would even suggest that you might rework your pencil and request $1,500.
Well, the $1,000 adds up from what qualifies, though.
For what qualifies?
There's $1,000 there that qualifies for the grant, and the rest of it would not, as it's written right now, anyway. The marketing, you know, I would say the flyers, posters, and the printing, placing ads, and the graphic design could all fall under marketing expense, so that would be $1,000, but the rest of it. Yeah. It's the same kind of stuff that we did not allow Barrel to keg get funded for.
They get
so.
Plus, we have less money this year. You know, in the past we've had $75,000. Now we have $25,000. We were already down to $21,000.
Okay. We had $25,000 last year.
We did?
Yep. No, the first year we had $75,000, and then last year we had $25,000.
But anyway, so my point is basically we have 21,250 and we've got two requests, and I think they've already burned 37,000.
Okay, well, I would support motion that we move up to council for recommending to approve the funding request from the Parks and Recreation Department for the bike race.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
So we didn't discuss it at all?
We just did. Okay, what do you want to discuss it for?
Yeah. I'm concerned in the future.
Oh, okay.
How we're giving money, if it's always going to be to the city as opposed to how this thing kind of started out, like getting a new event started. I mean, is this what we want to do or not? I'm not against the bike race. I'm just saying.
Right. And I think that is a very valid concern. And I think it's something that should be talked about maybe on the council level, as Lorna said, in that needs to be, that Parks and Recs can be involved in it or promote it in that sense, but that there should be a nonprofit group, is what you're saying,
right,
that's actually taking care of the bike race or whatever.
Well, I think the overall theory is you want to spawn events throughout the year, things that are new.
But is it only nonprofits that are allowed to do events?
That's what they
do.
It is difficult, though, if you're starting a new event like this and you're the Parks Department, to attach a nonprofit to it, because then you have to go through all the nonprofit rigmarole. And you don't know if this event's going to go next year. I'm sure it will, but if it doesn't go next year, you put all that effort into it, it's kind of.
Maybe council will consider rewarding that to the event funding period. And then it can be rated as to whether or not it's a profit or a department or a nonprofit.
Because would your thought be, if this is successful, to spin this off into a nonprofit like they did with the Celtic?
No. Our goal is to raise money for that youth sports scholarship program, which would allow people to participate in the variety of stuff, youth basketball, youth soccer, youth volleyball, all the programs that we operate, that we don't unfortunately have a pot of money to help needy families. So we wanted to create that and give them the opportunity to take part in sport. We didn't ever want finances to prevent any kids from being able to take part in the programs we offer.
Are they able to use that scholarship for programs, other sporting programs, or only those run by the city?
Only our programs.
But I wonder if we did require a 501c3, if the boosters would be willing to help with this.
I'm sure
they would, but.
Of course, it still could spin off into a nonprofit on its own if it gets, if it wanted to, and then it could still funnel the money back to the.
Absolutely, and there's been discussion of at the advisory task force for the recreation management. There was talk of that last night, of the creation of a Friends of the Rec Center type thing, which has been discussed a number of times, and a group like that could be very beneficial, to what we do, to help raise money and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So the wording would be, you're saying that any event.
Yeah, I would just say to council to have that discussion about an event.
That,
it doesn't necessarily have to be a nonprofit.
That would be a nightmare.
For who? Not for us. Yeah. I mean, an event's an event. If the point is to bring and put heads in beds, that's the point. It doesn't matter that it's for a scholarship or something like that. The point is heads in beds, and that's what we have to decide.
So let me give you an example. I'm promoting an event with another person that, the venue happens to be Hallmark where it's happening, but it's a powerlifting event, 10th and 11th of December, bringing in probably 40 or 50 room nights, about half of which will probably, I would guess, wind up at my hotel and the rest will end up elsewhere. So then are you saying that I would be eligible to come in and ask for...
Well, the Lighthouse just did, and they were staying at your place, and we approved that. I mean, if somebody's running an event and it's putting heads in beds, it's room tax revenue.
So. But do we really want to... I don't know.
Open that
I mean, obviously, I like the idea from the promoting standpoint, but... It just seems like anybody that has any harebrained
idea. I'm not saying whether council will do it, you know, will do it, and that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that I don't think that this is the same criteria as a privatized business. I think that this is a department of the city that's trying to have a startup event, with the point being heads in beds and the ultimate goal being a scholarship. And we have recommended to council to fund that before last year with the Celtic Festival. If council chooses not to, that's up to them. But I don't.
Yeah, and I'm not opposed to the event. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think it could be a great event, and especially on a Sunday, I'm all for that. I just was wanting to be careful with the precedent.
We set that last year.
So. Well, except for, I mean, personally, I was never under the understanding that that was a city event. I knew that the city was participating in it, the city was collecting the money for it, but because the Celtic Festival didn't have their own 501c3, I mean, that was the perception that I had of all of that.
That was, the city presented, though. The city presented,
they had a volunteer committee.
Was the application under the Celtic Festival or under the city?
No, it was under the city, it was under the Parks and Recreation Department.
But they had Celtic Festival here with Liam that day. Members of that board were here.
They formed their own group. They started out, they just had a group of volunteers that worked at the Parks and Rec Department and presented just like a Seafood and Wine Committee would. I mean, if the Seafood and Wine Committee wanted to spin off and make their own nonprofit, they certainly could do that. And that's what happened in that case. It was a city function, and the group that volunteered for it spun off and made their own nonprofit. So.
Okay, so. I think the bottom line here is that we have a motion on the table about just approving this so that it goes to the next level of the city
that
council.
Already passed, right?
So we're just in discussion. Okay. So if the city council, they may or may not choose to approve it just because we have or whatever. So mm-hmm. So where are we, Nicole? Do we need a second? Do we have
a second? I did. Second. You need a voice vote.
Okay. All in favor? Is that a voice vote?
Yeah.
We're saying aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. But good discussion. Okay. Okay.
Thanks, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks again.
Thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
So we don't have any other presenters, right?
No.
Okay. All right. So should we just go down the line? Okay. The tourism grant for the Celtic Festival.
It's in the packet.
Okay.
It's right at the very beginning.
They want a lot of money. Okay, so the thing I'm not seeing, and you guys can help me, is how much money they want to spend on advertising.
Marketing, $20,000.
They spent $17,000.
They want $20,000 for marketing.
Something last year.
$17,500.
And last year, that $17,500 went to the Celtic Festival itself. They didn't have the peripheral events that they're proposing with the...
Right, that's right. They were going to do some dances and...
We approach, can we say we only want it for the Kelly Festival, not for your other promotions? Because I don't think those other things are going to drive people here, like dance and stuff.
They were for the locals, from what I gathered.
Yeah.
I thought they were.
Can we make our offer contingent?
Well, one thing I should say is that I've been actually asked to be on that board, and I have not. We had one meeting, and they haven't assigned anyone to any positions yet, so I'm not a board member because it was just a discussion meeting, so just to be clear, that's.
So do you have to abstain, or are
you going to accept if they offer?
I don't know.
Okay. So all right then.
Good to know.
Duly noted.
I did get to hear their side of the whole thing with the city too. A different perspective than the people that haven't had the opportunity to hear their side.
Right.
I think they're packaging this as all one.
They were, because when they were here, they said that mm-hmm. they really felt they needed to get the community wrapped around it, and that's part of why they were doing those additional events.
Right. So I guess for me, for this, because they're asking for a lot of money, I'm just going to put this out there. I kind of feel like the Celtic Festival is what brings people here, the heads and beds portion of this. And I'd like to see what it is they're going to spend money on in terms of advertising and marketing that event to bring people here, which I don't see in here.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like to go back to them and say,
show us your media plan.
Yeah, what's your media plan? And, you know, that's kind of what we're giving money to. It's not to buy a dancer or a musician.
Right.
It's more like,
right,
you know,
right,
advertising and marketing.
I would agree with that.
I agree.
Okay. Me too. Okay.
You got that, Nicole?
Got it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good recommendation.
Good leadership, Gabe.
Every once in a while.
So you want to see it? You want to see something line
break
by line?
Yeah, their media plan.
Media plan for Tampa.
That's a lot of money.
What's that?
Very.
We only have 20,000 left, so we can't.
Right.
We'd be done for the year.
Right. Yeah.
We gave the whole map. Might be a good thing to do.
Done.
Okay, so I think we're on E, strategic planning for marketing and advertising fiscal year 2012 planning. Is that?
I just spent all morning in strategic planning. So if we're doing that today, I gotta go. I can't do anymore.
I mean, should we go through the
proposals and see if they fit what we might want to do in January and February and March.
This chart that David Marshall and myself came up with, I think this will help you guys a little bit.
Shows you how much money they have.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you what we spend it on, shows you what we have that is.
What page is that?
This was identified by Lorna, what we have going to be coming out. So when you're looking at these proposals, you can see how much money you have left for advertising for the year.
$233.
The first packet.
And I do think that's very helpful.
This is what we've spent, and this is what, you know, is already going to happen. And so when you're making your considerations, keep that in mind, and maybe you're not going to have a set strategic plan from there. You're just going to take.
Well, this is good.
So.
So should we just go down the line? Start with the KEZI.
Can I just say that in your packets, I tried to include best I could from what we received from the last time when they presented. I brought all of the stuff today, but I really didn't want to have to include 200 pages in your packet.
Right.
So
we have all that stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you for doing it.
It's starting to take up a large portion of my hat.
Look
at your file
cabinet. I know. actually, I've been feeling just a little overwhelmed by all the proposals, and I'm like, okay, no wonder we had an agency.
Welcome to my world.
It's hard. I think that.
Yeah. So I guess we should just start. Does that make sense to start with the?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you guys think about the KEZI? TV.
No. We start.
It's pending production numbers.
Okay. All right.
Start it on display.
Yeah.
Because we'll come back to these ones at the next meeting.
If they come back with that, I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
You're cool.
We've used KEZI a lot.
Well, I thought I thought that their proposal was reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like where they are advertising too, so I don't know.
That's
okay, so on display, they are the ad walls or stuff, right?
No. So do we want to wait and see on KEZI what their proposal
is? Yes. Nicole is directing me to go with...
Owners at the hotel.
Well, Jim just...
Designers are back, so I have to go.
Jim just wanted to ask last time that the committee kind of take a step back when they accept the proposals.
And chill out.
Okay,
so that doesn't sound like fun at all.
It's not when there's so many people trying to make decisions.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye, Rick.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, Jim said...
So, I don't know if you remember last time. Jim just wanted the committee to take a step back when they receive proposals, have them been presented, and then come back to them at the next meeting instead of...
Rushing through them.
So, what I did on the agenda is I separated the presentations. Then these four on here were the ones that we listened to last time, and then we had some new media that they didn't ask to present that I just included into the packet. So
Okay, I do like that idea, although sometimes when a whole month goes by with all the other things that everybody's doing, I find it hard to sort of remember it, and I don't know, that's just my thing. So, anyways, why don't we go through all the previous meetings' presentations, and then if we have time, we can maybe start talking a little bit more about the other two that were, the other two that were today.
Okay.
So, on display was the... ad walls, and these are the people that had the the lotion.
Right.
Yeah. So we could just spend all of our money on that and call it a day.
Right.
It's the most dramatic. It's also the most expensive.
Yes.
I mean, he's talking about some big numbers.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, I love those ad walls when I'm in Portland. I think they're totally bitching, but. I don't know if it's enough.
But I don't know what one we would select if we wanted to put our toe in the water and say, "Yeah, we just like to try this."
Yeah.
Or if you just blow the whole thing on that.
If this is the one that we had looked at with.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So. Does anyone have the on-display numbers at their fingertips?
I don't. Does
right there, probably in that folder.
They were expensive.
On display and ad walls are two different.
Yes, they are. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But isn't on display, he has some kind of things I would call ad walls, at least the way he presented it. Am I mistaken on that?
I think those are other. These are just all the things that are available.
And here's it's this thing.
It's in the packet. Okay. Alrighty, so there's everything from, it's $5,000, it's like $3,000 and up.
Mm-hmm. And water tower guy, that's like $45,000 bucks.
I don't think we should do that one. I like it, but not with our budget. Hawaiian Airlines can do it.
In fact, what does net production mean?
That's how much it would cost to produce, and then the one-time net installation, so it's $55,000, and then it's $8,000 for a four-week run.
Okay, so
that's
so it's $55,000.
So I'm reading it right, so let's say the first one at Southwest 14th in Washington is $5,000 plus $1,475 plus $4,000.
Okay, so it's $5,475 plus $5,000 a month. So if you did it for 12 months, it's actually 13 four-week periods. So you take 13 times 5,000, which is 65,000 plus 4,000 plus 1,475. So it's 70,475 for a one-year run on that.
Woo!
You could just be done for the year. Mm-hmm.
I know, yeah.
Just
right.
pick three. That's it. Then our work is done.
Right? Next meeting, next year.
Mm-hmm. You know... I've been thinking about that the demographic of like the KZEI and also where CBS has been, and I think it's really interesting to kind of market with
move into that market.
Yeah, like focus on something. You know, I mean,
so spend some quality time focusing on that to see
that's kind of results
we're getting before we bounce around back into the Portland market.
Yeah.
So here's another thing to think about too, is that when the highway finally. If the highway finally ever opens, that might be the year to do a big splash in the Portland market.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Good point.
You know, because we're all the quicker to get here.
And we're going to be doing a massive Newport Aquarium display starting in May. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be
in
all over Portland.
Yeah,
until September.
Yeah.
It's your 20th anniversary. We're going to do a lot more. They should not... saying it's because of the aquarium, but we also say Newport on there too.
Yeah.
So there is some presence there.
Yeah, and so that's like double dipping in a sense, you know, to spend. You guys are already spending all that, then we should think about. And the reason why, too, for that area is they are close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are really close. So,
yeah.
Closer to Portland. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I would just think on display, we just kind of keep in contact with them. And
yeah.
Keep having, you know, give us updates maybe quarterly of what they have available. And
That's just my suggestion.
Okay, I agree with that. Is there any more discussion on display?
I agree with that.
Okay, so do we need a motion that we're...
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, CBS Outdoor. I'm not that keen on those I-5 things, are you guys? I don't know.
I thought the Albany one from the picture she showed us on there was kind of...
I did. I saw that when I drove by there. No, you're. I absolutely agree.
But I mean, I understand her concept about having an I-5 northbound and I-5 southbound for a year, but does anybody have those numbers at your fingertips? How much that would be?
Yes. Right here.
God bless you.
It's 43,000.
Yeah, 43,000.
Okay. Yeah, it's 43,550. Mm-hmm. I think that we get more for our money by doing the two different.
The wall, the
poster.
I love it.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean...
Plus we got
so much more out of the posters. And the cost is comparable, and it's a shorter period of time, but it still expands and during the time when you want to be out there. So
the posters are 37 plus 8.
Plus 8, that's...
So 45.
45.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if we were to do that... And if the KZI thing works out, then it'd be kind of like a, you know...
Focused.
Multimedia.
Yeah, it would be a more focused effort in the spring. Especially if we did KZI, like, starting in January, February, March, and then these hit March through July, you have a full spring of Eugene marketing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean...
I like it.
And it's partly Corvallis, too, because they're in Corvallis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So 45 for the posters, and let's say it's 5 for KEZI.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we do 2 months of KEZI, so
that'd be
like 10 for KEZI.
And okay. Mile by mile.
Yeah, what about the mile by mile?
I don't know. I have some rub with that with ACFA. It's not their official piece anymore. Mm-hmm. And the leads that go out from ACFA that are fulfilled with whatever their official piece is, it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of copies. And so I just don't know how they're going to make that up as direct as ACFA is able to do with whatever piece it is that you know they're going to hit us up to advertise in.
Okay.
Just saying. So, is it more valuable to have it in a mile-by-mile guide, or is it more valuable to have it actually in the official marketing piece that goes to all trade shows and international, and Travel Oregon recognizes it and utilizes it in their marketing, too? So,
yeah, that's a good point.
It might just be something
to think about. So, I heard what she said on the subscription numbers, but how many miles did they produce? I didn't write that down.
She said she said a quarter of a million, 250,000.
That's what I thought she said, but I thought I had wrote it.
No, you didn't hear it wrong. That was what she said.
Because she talked about 30,000 subscriptions, 40,000 when they just print the magazine. Mm-hmm. So where else is it go? How else is she distribute it? Those guys aren't using that for the fulfillment.
I don't know.
Well, they drop off stacks.
Chambers.
Yeah, I have a stack at Moe's, and they're at the chain. I mean, they drop them off at all.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. But 36.15, that's
I think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm just like...
That they wrote in there, too, if we did it, they'd really need to write the copy for Newport, because every paragraph is basically the same. It's just boilerplate, visit historic Nye Beach in the Bayfront.
Well, we need to have a snazzy ad in there. So we do want a presence at all, like smaller than a half page, or we not don't want to do it at all.
I think there's.
I don't have a feeling.
I think that $3,600 is way too much. I mean, that they brought it down, like, because the 4,000 one, I would have been like, no. We could get if KEZI can give us commercials for $5,000, I'd rather go with TV because it's,
You won't bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many places represented already in the Mile by Mile guide in Newport that I don't necessarily think that we have to have a presence because we're already represented in there anyway. So my vote would be not to do it in this year.
You can if you want. But
so we're going to
we need to finish
CBS.
Our conversation on CBS first.
Yeah, her notes are getting all kinds of messy over here.
I thought we decided on the posters.
Oh, wait, didn't
we need to?
Okay. Okay. So, all in favor of going with the CBS Outdoor, the two poster showings, one Eugene Springfield, the other Albany Corvallis.
March through.
We need a motion.
I move that we work with the CBS Outdoor on the presented poster showings for both of those areas.
I'd second that.
For discussion, you think we're concentrating on one area too much?
I think it, I don't know. To me, it makes sense to actually focus on an area to see what kind of, it's like a direct marketing campaign. If you can't commit to a marketing campaign over here and marketing campaign here and do that for a year because you're too scattered. You're diluted. You're not going to know what's going on. You have to commit to a certain location.
And, that's what you do in your marketing.
You can't afford Portland.
Right. Well, but from that one guy's research, I don't know if it was the Clear Channel, the Comcast guy that did that recent survey, said that the majority of people come to Newport are from the Portland Tri-County area.
I don't think that
I don't believe that.
No, that was the Comcast guy.
Obviously, that's true for our business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do come to Newport, but most of them go to Cannon Beach and Seaside, and it's an hour away. So if we focus on the people that are an hour
in our catchment area,
exactly.
I have no problem with that strategy. I'm just saying, the guy presented to us last time.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, because it's like, if you're going to concentrate the dollars, is it really worth concentrating the dollars in the one area? But I like that it's not diluted.
It's very targeted.
It was kind of like last year when we tried the radio and it failed miserably, and so we won't try that again. So, but
I really think I like this though. If it comes back with good numbers.
Okay, so we need all in favor of the CBS Outdoor proposal?
Aye.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Comcast. Oh, let's go back to the mile by mile. No on the mile by mile this year.
I would sit it out just to kind of wait and see what the official piece from how it was going to look like.
Okay.
And then how it.
Agree with that. Okay. So
how do we know what that is? Because these guys have a deadline. We wanted to jump back in there, right? Well, when was that? When was that other thing going to be available?
I'm not really sure. I think they're working on
it. This is January 22nd.
January 20th. So we have some time. We have two meetings before. Maybe let's just discuss one more time mile by mile guide in either the December or January meeting.
Okay.
Just to make sure.
Okay, so Comcast, I don't remember a thing about that. Sorry.
Was that the other?
He didn't really make
a
presentation.
That was the husband and wife team.
Yeah,
Kim. He didn't really have a proposal. He said that this is what he does and that if you want to go forward with it, he can get a proposal together for you.
Okay, then I think that we just put him off. What do you guys
think? Let's get his proposal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he wanted more direct
direction,
I mean,
direction
from the committee. He kind of told us all their capabilities.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that.
Okay. I'll tell him this.
You don't do that.
You have to Skype me because I'm talking to you.
We don't do that.
No. Yeah, I mean, really, you want our business?
Were pretty professional
people.
Yeah, they were good.
They were
used to doing
beautiful.
Although we would like,
she was a bit of a high strung.
Okay,
higher strung.
She emails me like every day. Okay, so we would.
No, I get emails from her too.
Me too.
Sounds
and
good.
Phone calls.
Because I try to be nice.
Like,
don't do that. Don't try to be.
Okay, so would you would like?
It's not worth it.
Would you like him to bring back a plan or no? You want to table it now and come back later?
I kind of feel like if we go with Kate, I mean, they're on Comcast.
They're on Comcast. That's exactly it. If they're on Comcast, why do we want Comcast also?
Yeah, that's true.
But I think that guy, he would argue he's the Comcast Tri-County Portland guy. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt I got from him. Although he said we could pick any market in Oregon, he could do it. Or they had a Comcast cable system.
Who watches that?
I don't.
Oregon that have it. If you want to concentrate on Bend, or if you want to go.
Okay, but you know when that little person pops up to advertise Comcast? That looks so unprofessional.
I don't want
anything that we have going out looking like that if that's what's going to happen. I'm sorry, it looks terrible.
No, you mean the local one. That's not
whatever Comcast. It says it's Comcast, and that's not impressive.
No, there is a creepy one for Charter that's creepy. That lady with kind of like the grapes in front of her back of her.
Creepy. Just saying.
Oh, okay.
That's my only visual of Comcast, and it's not a good one.
You just made my day. It's
like, it is creepy. It's
Just to keep things rolling.
I would say let's just table the Comcast discussion for the future, about, and we'll call him.
That's really nice. Like, how far into the future, Rona?
I would say let's revisit Comcast
in January.
In February.
Okay. Beautiful.
Ooh, that's okay. Good. She's better than me.
I would say we revisit it in February because we already have our January, February, March. We go dark
anyway. I'm personally not.
And we do. So I would say we can revisit. Because they can turn around really quick, and if we do a Comcast, remember the agency always used to recommend March, April, May for Comcast.
Okay.
So if we revisit it in February,
then we'll then
be in time to
present
spring.
See,
a spring law.
The wisdom here, I love it. Okay.
No wisdom.
Just to keep the conversation moving.
Okay, so clear channel radio. I don't think that we're in favor of radio on it.
No.
Yeah. I would like to avoid radio this year.
An interesting presentation, all that streaming info, new stuff. I mean, I thought it was pretty fascinating.
Well, you know, there is, I mean, I don't know, I have been going with something called...
I mean, that whole thing she's talking about, what it's going to become, what people will be doing.
It's going to be different, yeah.
She said that, you know, satellite radio is probably not going to be it. It's going to be streaming radio. It's going to be people who can control what they hear. And they have a way to market that. I thought it was pretty interesting.
I hope satellite doesn't go out. I paid for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you are so cute. She's all excited about her satellite.
I would say at this point that maybe look at Clear Channel again in late spring when you decide it. What you're doing with radio this spring.
Oops, sorry.
It's okay.
I just got an email from work. I gotta go. What?
We'll just follow your lead on radio.
On radio, we're starting radio mid-May. All over Portland.
Through Clear Channel?
No, Radio Disney and Kink right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if we were gonna do radio that we would want to saturate the same market because that is where double dipping would make more impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I think when you get ready to start that, I think maybe this spring we should have that discussion about radio in the same market that the aquarium is going in for the impact.
We do quite a bit of trade with Clear Channel in Portland as it is now. Mm-hmm. So
well, maybe some dollars might buy some more.
Yeah. Kinked up when I said along. Okay, I like that idea.
Okay.
Drama.
So we'll.
Do you guys like that idea?
We'll visit the same radio as the aquarium. This spring.
Yes.
It's okay.
For a higher impact.
Good.
Cool.
I just wanted to really take that with you.
Okay.
So you're leaving right now? I have a 3:30, so I've got a few minutes. Okay. All right, so the next thing.
You're fine, drama.
You're fine. Sunset Magazine. That's like, what, a $5,000 printout?
So what do you guys think about Sunset or Eugene Magazine?
We didn't have good success with Sunset last years that we ran it, and it's been about 4 years since, and because the chamber gets the leads from that, and we might get 10 every 2 months, and we spent a lot of money in it. It may be different now. I don't know, but...
Has anybody checked to see if their subscriptions are down, or...
You know, what works is an article.
Mm-hmm.
An actual PR piece, you know, that really works. Mm-hmm. People read those.
Instead of an actual ad.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of
editorial
those.
Editorial works way better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Personally. So I probably wouldn't want to see our committee go the direction of buying an ad in Sunset Magazine.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. When their ads are going to be as much as television.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
How do you feel about that, John?
So I think we
had to bring him in. Come on,
just scratch that for now.
All of those girls are here running the show right now.
Sunset is extremely expensive.
It is.
They're going online and subscriptions, and I mean, magazines are just kind of going. They're down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, do we feel the same way about the Eugene magazine?
I feel differently.
I feel differently about that one, and I feel differently about the Portland Monthly, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're kind of high-end magazines. Uh-huh. They're still catering to people that really want to see those kinds of things. So I feel differently about that one.
Yeah, and I agree.
And also, if we're going to do a lot of marketing in that area,
maybe that would be an additional piece of mind. It's a great magazine, and everywhere I ever go in Eugene, if there's a coffee table or a waiting room, this thing is there. And like my brother lives there, and it's in their house. And
so, but what about the Portland Monthly? Are we entertaining that one? I don't see that we've seen anything from them.
No, I don't think
they're expensive.
But they are expensive, but we do, we have a presence in there. But it's way more than I think Eugene would be. I think that this is pretty good. And if we're like what you said,
really
I think if we're in that market,
what are you arming about? You're freaking me out.
Well, the second one, we missed the date on it. The space reservation date was Tuesday.
Well, maybe we could call in.
What's that for
this one?
Eugene?
Oh, the wedding. That was the wedding.
No, that was the...
No, we don't want the weddings.
We don't want the weddings.
Okay, well,
we want the... somebody more. Hey, we had a wedding at the Chamber over the weekend.
Yeah, they did.
On Friday, 11-11 at 11-11.
Oh, my word. I went to a wedding like that. My husband was officiated, actually. He can do that.
Oh.
Well, only for friends. It was for friends. Okay. And they had to get married on 11-11 at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. So by 2, I was ready for a nap because I drank some champagne.
It was just made over.
And I used to work at the Chamber.
Oh, it was our last day. Oh, the guy rode in from Vegas on a motorbike, and they've been together ever since. And he proposed to her at the Chamber 2 months ago.
That's cute.
And then they got married at the Chamber.
Well, and he's a city employee.
He works for the hospital.
Oh, he works for hospital now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And does Terry work for Western?
She works for the hospital too.
Oh, okay, so that's cute.
Yeah,
it was very cute.
It was not like some random couple. No, no. Getting married at the Chamber.
No.
That's what I thought.
I thought that was. I thought you was like, oh,
yeah, because it's such a beautiful.
We have weddings at the Chamber.
It was a beautification.
I wish I would have known.
Well, the next thing you know, we'll be having room nights and pay room tax. We don't have the honeymoon loft.
No, we don't.
Oh,
no, not equipped for that.
So what would what kind of ad would be entertained for this Eugene? What size?
Who's going to produce it? Who's going
to? Jeremy will produce it because that's part of his gig with us. He's beholden to us.
Yes, I wouldn't do anything less than a half page.
I would do half or full.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's for 4 issues, 1840. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
It's 1840 per issue.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong. Oh, per issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
So
I'm looking at the weddings, okay.
You would want to take a look. There's a spring issue. It's on newsstands March, April, and May, and a summer, June, July, and August, fall and winter. I would think that...
A spring and a fall.
A spring and a fall mm-hmm. would be really good for us, and okay. I'm thinking if we did a full page, it's $2,208 out of this year's budget, $2,208 out of next year's budget.
Okay.
And that would be...
I second that motion.
So we're concentrating our efforts in the Eugene, Springfield, Albany, Corvallis catchment area for everything from January through July.
So are we getting something in this fall or not? No, it would be
in the Eugene area right now. We're still doing text messages.
For this fiscal year, we'll do 2012 in the spring.
Spring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. And then 2013.
So we need to contact Eugene Magazine and tell them that we need their specs for a full page.
Will you contact them?
This
came from you.
Okay. It came from me.
It came from you.
So do we need to approve that? I second that motion.
Okay.
We need a motion.
Lorna,
I move that we go ahead and do the spring edition of the Eugene Magazine a full page, and then commit to the fall edition of the Eugene Magazine a full page.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cool.
Okay.
I'll contact them. And Jeremy too, so he's on.
Yeah, so he's on. We'll get their specs.
Is there any other discussion?
I have one.
Okay.
This is Grand Round Billboard. That's the topic. So that's the 15,000 that's on our old budget. I think we paid for that for the year. And at the time, they said, okay, we'll change your artwork.
Right.
Is anyone doing that? Because in the late nights when I come through, they're like...
It's the same.
I can hardly see it. Like, what are we changing that?
I called Jeremy today, and I said, where are we at? And he said, I had like 6 designs I rotated, and I hated the pictures. So he actually paid for more pictures for us. And he said he should have something to us this week. Okay. And then he is in touch with Brad. and has a spec, so all he has to do is plug in what we like and send it over.
So he'll be sending us an email.
And I recommended that he do something similar to what he did at the billboard at Jansen Beach, but use a different picture and obviously take out the exit, whatever, just for some consistency purposes. Just a big picture.
The aquarium ones, I can see those. The Moles ones, I can see with that one. But I know it's coming.
No, it's not.
Just, it's beautiful, like you guys have heard me say before. If you had a laptop and you just put that picture, wow. But on that thing, it's washed out and a little bit. Thing is kind of tiny.
Tiny, and he wasn't pleased with the pictures he had, so he paid someone to go out and do some high-res photography, so I think we should see something good. But I like the Jansen Beach where it's just got one big picture, which is like, visit Newport.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
And then, I mean, it's all you really need.
That's,
is just
but that would be, I mean, we still need to consider.
So we should have some joy of branding via email over the next few days.
Just be careful when we send out emails that we're not hitting reply all. To all the committee members,
because
that would be
an
illegal meeting. So if you want
to
reply,
reply to you.
Just reply to me.
Okay. Good point.
Okay. Public meeting. Okay. I'm glad you said that because I would probably just have to reply home. Some of us are not fit for this city.
I just have one other quick thing. The website's going good, and we keep it fresh every day. And Facebook is good. And
how many friends do we have now?
Oh, I don't know. It's over. 1,000, 2,000, right around in there, something like that. I don't know. I can email you guys out, and I can even email some stats out too on the website and the visits. But we are optimizing, so we use SEO, search engine optimization, to make sure that we're the top of the searches and what have you.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
News.
Oh, and we had a contest. First 100 people to sign up for Facebook won a glass float, or the 100th person out of the first 100. On a glass float, and then we just sent out the first e-newsletter to all of the people that have opted in. That went out last week.
Oh, cool.
So.
Oh, good. So you're doing a lot of interactive
stuff.
What was your content on the e-newsletter? I'm curious.
The content was miles of beaches, and I think it was winter storm watching, and
boats.
Events. There was the side, there was wintertime events, and mark your calendar, and then contact information, and then there were three articles and then like four big pictures. I'll get her to put everyone on that distribution list.
Oh, that'd be great.
So you can just see that. And then if you have any recommendations for the e-newsletter.
Okay, because we can put a link to our Facebook through to the newsletter, so it would go out to even more people.
And we send it through MailChimp, so it's not hitting people's spam filters.
Oh, okay.
So,
Does anybody else on the committee have another? We're on other.
I feel like we got a lot accomplished today.
I do, too.
I know.
Feels good.
Thank you. Because it's been really kind of stressful. Like, all the people come in and
And I hope I didn't stress anybody out really with the discussion about the Celtic Festival. That was just my understanding of what it was. That's how I thought it was last year.
You know, discussion every single meeting, I would not know what to do.
I know. But I didn't mean to
try and imply
that I had all the knowledge because I know the side of the story that we were presented with last year as well. So.
Right, I think it was a good point. Some of the things that happen, we just have to approve or disapprove, and then it goes to City Council, and they can hammer out the details. So, so any other anything happening you want to say? What's nothing?
We got the buy local thing coming up on the 26th. Are you guys promoting that at all?
The buy local? They do some things in our newsletter.
Because it's a special day, I guess, American Express. If you sign up with them, you get $25 back.
I don't know if I would have it. You can use your credit card
at certain local vendors.
Oh, cool. We don't take that anymore.
Yeah, we don't.
To save money.
I think it's December 8th.
That's what,
Is
that's
that going to work for
second
everyone?
Thursday.
Is that okay with you?
December 8th?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a festival.
Okay, well, I've got a couple things.
That's our next meeting.
That's their fashion show, too.
What's listening to me?
Want
to
change it?
I might do
I'm going to the fashion show.
I might be going to the fashion show, too.
Concert. What fashion show? I got the Rotary program that day.
On the 8th? On the 8th, yes.
So do you want to do the 15th, which is the third Thursday? Or do you want to do it that same week? Do we have to do it in that same week?
I think we have to.
Is everybody okay with the 15th?
I'm fine with the 15th.
Gabe?
The 15th is actually great.
Are you okay with that, Nicole?
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to look, but I'll send an email to confirm.
And everybody has to bring Christmas cookies.
What are you doing for your Rotary program?
Actually, when I took over the chairmanship of this committee, some people promised me bottles of wine.
During the day, though, that's a little
tough. That would be me. I promise you wine.
I did too.
I will bring you wine.
The 15th?
Yeah.
Because I know you can drink it.
Are you going to be around?
That's my Christmas party for the Lodging Association.
Oh, right there will be. What time is that?
2 o'clock.
In no way it is did not. That purpose,
it is.
You.
It is.
On the 15th.
It's our Christmas party.
Can we pick a different day? Can we do like a Wednesday instead of a Thursday?
Yeah.
Can we do the 7th?
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Is Something's it a Wednesday? Because I always have a standing 2 o'clock Wednesday.
That's a Wednesday.
I can't do it.
The 6th, Tuesday.
6 is bad. That's a... Tourism Commission and Oregon Destination Marketing Association.
Is there pressing stuff that you need to do next month?
No.
Can we schedule one in January?
Can we just have our regular schedule?
I think we got rid of most of the business here.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, we are awesome. Good job.
Okay, so next meeting will be our regularly scheduled meeting in January.
Unless
something pressing.
Unless tourism grant funding request that needs to be decided upon before January comes up.
Yeah.
Special meeting.
Love it.
So the January 12th?
January 12th at 2 p.m.
Nice. And I'll be in Portland, so.
We cannot win.
That's okay. Which was this again, January 11th?
Okay. Gabe had share time.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that we kicked off a Kids Eat Free Wednesday at Moe's, and we're in our, sixth week or whatever, and it's building. So, you know, if you have your grandkids or your kids, and it's going to be, I think it's 12 and under, they free off our kids menu. Extra children are only $1.
Wow.
So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Note to self, don't have extra children.
But they're only $1. So it's like, you know, if you have, Dixon doesn't eat off the kids menu, but you know, when it's free, then I make him and then I just order another kids meal.
For $1?
For $1, yeah.
That's pretty smart. Thank you.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I like that idea.
So if we get any calls from any of these media following up, Comcast will look at it in spring. Clear Channel, no thank you. On display, keep as quarterly.
I'm just going to send emails back because I told them I would.
Okay, cool.
Okay,
great. Thank you.
All right,
that
thanks.
That will minimize the phone calls.
All right, thank you so much. I feel better.